Enough that komokim shenema se, wherever the Torah says the word se, ain't it really hurts you to claim. It comes to exclude claim. A se means that both men, the father and the mother, both are se, and not after a breed from two different types and have a kid, that the claim is not included in the se. So another kasha, how could you say by oisavias no applies to claim? It says the word se. So Marin says, oh, my career here is different. The pasuk says of the oi, sheshor oi se. So the oi is l'rambis as a klayim. So the question is asked a question over here. Does miyashir both kashis? But she says, v'tif shem meocha tati kashu esa. He miyashir both questions. Since it says the word oi, it's the tells us both. The oi as a klayim. For the more hi oi. No, this word oi, shor oi se. So the more hi oi, mi burn in lechalik. I need lechalik to say that yichai v'shechpin the se in his kid or the shor in his kid. Because otherwise, the sacred of the Chemin, I would have thought to say, maybe you only get Malkus, are the Shochat Shor Ubnei, an ox and his kid, Seh Ubnei, and a sheep and his kid. How do you know just with one alone Yechayiv? Bnei Lom Yechayiv, maybe only Chayiv until you do both of them. Kamash non Lechalik, that's what I said the word, Shor Oi Seh Oi, Lechalik, no, with each one of them Yechayiv, you get Malkus. You don't have to have both. So we use the word oy lechalek. How do I know oy is the rabbi's klayim? So Mora says no. Mora says mid b'nei nafka. Says the word shor is oysav yes b'nei. B'nei is mashash. She says the chad mashma. So that alone, you only have to have two pairs, not just one pair. So therefore, the word oy is extra. The teacher is even klayim. So Mora says no. V'yakati still mi boil. Let us attend it like this. That even there mashor v'ser b'nei would have just said the word shor v'ser u'b'nei. But Yisrael would have said, should have just one kid, and maybe you have to shech two, or shor and a seh, and then either one's kid is the other, but maybe you have to shech three the same day. Tamlem, therefore the person says, no, shor or seh, or yisrael yes b'nei. That what? It teaches each one separately, that yichai for shor and its kid, or for seh and its kid. So my love isn't this Yosha from me'oi. So you see, still you need the word shor oi seh to teach us each one separately. So you don't have an extra oi to teach us klayim. So Mora says no. Nafkalei, my love me oi nafkalei, only learning out from the word oi. So that's a kash, it's not extra. So Mora says no, that's not the pshat. Me oi seh, learning out from says oi seh yes primer, oi seh is mashma one. That's a dik. Oi seh is mashma, only one and not two. Therefore, you have the word oi still left over. So, show oi, say oi is teaching us even klayim. So, what says, let's see. Honicha, this is good. Rabbanan, quench Rabbanan, shita, timiyatel oi, so that the word oi is extra. Oi, so v'yaspanei. And therefore, you can tell me, oi, so come teach me even one of them with its kid. Ela, but lechananya, according to Chananya shita. But we'll soon see what this machlokes is. But according to Chananya, he says, the word oisa is not extra, needed for something else. It is so again, lechalik minolei. How do you know to say that yichayev just for shor and its kid, or a son and its kid? The reason from the word oi? So that's the kasha. How do we know klayim then? So Mertz says no. It could be that Chananya, I'll tell you, he old, lechalik mitzor kruv. You don't need a pasuk for that. The word oi is still extra. You don't need a pasuk to teach us here, each one separately. Why? Because maybe Chananya holds this silver law to Rabbi Yenison. He'll learn like Rabbi Yenison. As the famous Rabbi Yenison sheet is, the time of learn like this. The pasuk says, Ish asha yikalel as other v'yasimai. If his son curses either his father or his mother, he's chayiv misa. Ainu yel other v'imai. Maybe you only chayiv if you curse both your father and mother. Other shalei imai. Imai shalei other v'imai. How do you know each one separately? Tamlev, the pasuk has to say separately, other v'imai kill. It says that what ish ashi kalu as obvious imay, and the pasuk says obvious imay kilo. So it says like twice to teach us obvious kilo imay kilo divra biyasha. It says it secondly to teach us each one separately. Rashi says klayma the tchid ha nichi beginning the pasuk somach klola liyavu beginning the pasuk says the word klola near the father, or the same for the end of the pasuk somach klola imay says the word klola next to the mother. Remember, come teach us the oihai oihai. Either one of the two that you curse for that you chayiv misa. You don't have to do both. Either one is enough to be chayiv. Those are the words of Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yenison, no, Mash Mashnon Kiyachot or Mash Mechabatni Atzmai. Even when the Pesach says them both together, I learn each one separately and I'm in Asvara. Ad until Sheyifa Bechua Kosov Yachtav. Until it turns out clearly the word Yachtav like it says by Klayim. But otherwise, it means each one separately. So, kids, according to Rabbi Yonasan, you don't need a special Pesach of Oi. In Lechalik, I know Lechalik here, but I need to each one separately anyway. Let the Pesach so clearly Yachtav. Therefore, Chananya will hold like of Yonasan, that I don't need the word an extra pesach lechalik, and therefore Shor Oy said the word Oy is extra. Come to teach us even klayim, that would apply if he is no even on klayim. Everyone says, "My Chananya, my Rabbanon, where does Machlekes Chananya and Rabbanon?" The Tanya went like this: "Good morning, Bechoros. Oy soy v'yes pnei noy bnei kevos v'yenu noy b'schorim. There's only an avera not to shech the mother and its kid, but the father and its kid is no avera." If the Yisra Oysev is only upon the mother, you can't shech the mother and the kid the same day. Yeah, Oysev is no noig bin the kavis, we are noig b'schorim. That's what the Rabbanan Shita is. Chanan Yamano, noig bin the kavis, bin the kavis, doesn't make a nafkumina, whether it's the father and it's the son, or whether it's the mother and the son. Both the father and the mother apply to Yisra Oysev is b'noi. That's the Machlekes. Now, my time of the Rabbanan, what's time of the Rabbanan? The time of like this. Yochai would have thought to say Yehayisav yes b'nei Nei b'nei b'schorim b'nei k'evis. May be true, it should be nei by both of them. And really the din was as far like that, that Chayiv Khan is Naveira not to shech Yehayisav yes b'nei the same day. For Chayiv b'yein abonim, by a bird, or when it's on the eggs or on the small kids, you know I take away the mother when it's on the kid. So mak yeshechayiv b'yein abonim b'nei k'evis b'nei b'schorim. Like that treated only applies by k'evis. And implies when the mother is over. Like Rashi said, the Chiddush Pesach says, V'yayim revetzes. The lo yav revetz. Only your mother is revetz al abonim. So you can't take the mother away from its kid. Is af the same thing here is, so kishachayiv kan, where it's the chad isa, not the shecht, or one and the same day, but the kevus lo b'schorim only applies to the mother and the kid, but not the father. Such a swara. And Rashi says, maybe no. Loi mamata b'yayim albonim shekein le'osabo mizumim kishayim mizumim. That avera not to take the bird away from its kid, it only applies by a bird that's not mizumim, that's not in your rishus. But a bird that's in your rishus, there's no issa. In this way between mizumim, Rashi says le'osabo mizumim detanya ki yikora prat le'mizumim kleinar oif shaloi nechai b'shluach. If it's your own private bird, then there's no issa to take it. You have to send it away. You only have to send it away if the bird is like hefka, belonging to somebody else. So you see, if it's your own bird, there's no issa, aim alaben. So that's why there it only applies to one, to the mother, not to the father. But, tayyoma b'yosef yisbenei. But over here, this side, they're not the shech both the same day. Shosa boy mizumi b'shein mizumin. It is not asking either whether it's your animal or somebody else's animal. The mice are now on a shech, the mother and the kid the same day. So maybe I would say, since this issue is more chomer, maybe it applies to both the father and the mother, that each one is the very not the shech, the mother and the kid, or the father and the kid the same day. On this Talmud, the Pesach says, no, I say, which is mashm echad v'lei beis, it's mashm only one, and not two. Yeah, that's the Rabbanan Svara. That only applies to one and not to two. Now, after the Torah says that Yisrael only applies to one and not to two, now I have a swara, which one is the one that applies to? So Yisrael did not have a swara for an outcome. That Chayiv Kan by Yisrael is B'nai. The Chayiv B'yayim Alabonim by the bird over its kid. So now I learn out. Ma Kishchayiv B'yayim Alabonim, but the kid applies only by the mother over its kid. For Leibis Chon, now when the father over its kid, is the Kishchayiv Kam in the cave, the same thing Kishchayiv Kam, the Chayiv here, not to Shech Oysev Yisbeneh, the same day, if he only applies Oysev, says it only applies to one, not to the other, it's a swear to say, the Nekavis, Lebis Chom, only applies to Nekavis, to the female, to the mother, and not to the father. I, the Yenashavim, maybe you can tell me, Benoi, I, the Apostle says, Benoi, Oysev Yisbeneh, which Benoi will be mashma anyone, either the father or the mother. Or maybe if okay, maybe B'nai is Mashma more the father. It's his own son Mashma. Rashi says, yeah. The Mashma means like this. If you want to tell me some reason that maybe you would think not like this, but apply to the father. B'nai, still the pasuk says b'nai. What does the word b'nai mean? Mi she'b'nai kor hachrov. Something like you could tell it's your kid, that your kid is running around you. And that's the material, the kid runs around his mother, nurses from his mother. Yotze zohar, shame b'nai kor hachrov. But the father, the kid does not wrap himself around the father. That's how I know the Eitzav Eshpnei only applies to the mother, not to the father. Now the Gemara says, Mayim Nafshech Lema, what would have been Yisrael to say that maybe should apply more to the father than to the mother? And so far we said it's a Svela Nafshneim Alabonim. So what's Yisrael to say now like that? Just like this, V'chita, maybe you tell me, Oisei Zohar Mashmah, it says Oisei V'yespnei, Oisei Mashmah Zohar, maybe only the father, not the mother. Hey, the answer is no, it says the word B'nai. So Mashmah has to be Nikri, it's your kid. So Adash and Misha B'nai Korachachov, a kid that wraps himself around the mother. Yotze Zohar Mashenka, the father, Shem B'nai Korachachov, the son, is not wrapped around his father. So kids, let's just find the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Oisei V'yespnei, Zomenei, it says the word Oisei, it's Mashmah 1, and not 2, and that's what Limi, if Lom Mastavid, means by the aim, and not by the Zohar. So that's Rabbanan Shita. Chananya says no, Chananya says, Tivei say the Mashma Zohar, Oksiv B'nai, Misha B'nai Korach Achlov, the Mashma Nekeva, Hikach Noidem Tchon Ben Nekeva, that's Chananya. The Dashan's word Oisi and the word B'nai, both ways, both, if it's Mashma, both. Right, yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah.